We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us this week. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and with me,
Bill Sardi, health journalist. We talk, David and I, together frequently on the phone, but we like to share what we share on the phone with you on the radio, so we're here doing that. If you're not familiar with David and I, David runs the Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. I'm a kind of a legend in my own mind and have written about 12 health books, mostly on nutrition. And I'm a radio spokesperson for a couple of companies with nutritional products. And we have a couple here that we talk about on the show. Our sponsor, Longevinix, a red wine pill, and Garlazyme, a garlic pill. We'll talk about them later in the show. But we want to get to you about, well, the first part of our show every time is what's wrong with modern medicine. And we like to rattle your cage a little bit about your faith in modern medicine. And it says here in the Wall Street Journal this past week, aggressive treatment of chronic diseases, American College of Cardiology, the journal of, and it talks about 400,000 patient study. They were all in the Kaiser Permanente health plan. And it says by lowering blood pressure or blood sugar too much, it actually increased the death rate.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
It actually increased the death rate. Now, what they're talking about, we've been talking about this for blood pressure for a long time. There's something called age-adjusted blood pressure. This work was done at UCLA, and it's been published, I think, for more than 10 years. And that is for a lot of folks who are pulling on blood pressure pills, you actually can see that blood pressure cuff, and when it's the little needle starts to bounce, and it's up from where it used to be. It used to be 120 over 80, and now it's 140 something over 80 or 90. So you're kind of concerned. So that's for real. You saw it with your own eyes. But actually, the studies show as you get a little older, you can go up to like 159 over 95, and there's no increased risk of stroke, which is the main issue with controlling blood pressure. So they don't tell you that. They put you on the blood pressure lowering drugs, which have all kinds of other side effects. And usually there's no single blood pressure pill that works. So they put you on two or three or sometimes even four. And obviously, if your blood pressure is way up there, like 200 over 120, you certainly need to do something. And they'll put you on diuretics, which depletes you of magnesium, potassium, and particularly vitamin B1, which then throws you into heart failure because you don't have enough B1. And they can throw you into the beta blockers, which depletes you of coenzyme Q10 and then gives you you're mentally sluggish and you're you feel tired all the time. You're impotent. You're just goes on and on. Breathing problems from the beta blockers. They can put you on the ACE inhibitors, which depletes you of zinc. So these are the things that they do. Subjects you to just more side effects. By the way, there ought to be a law, don't you think, David, that all of the drugs on the label says what nutrients they deplete so people would know that? I mean, that would be a great law to pass, I think.
Well, it would certainly be information people need. I had a pharmacist once tell me that she thought we had it all backwards, that everyone's worrying about if their dietary supplements, if their nutrients interfere with their medication. And she said the problem is the other way around, that all medications interfere with nutrients, sometimes quite dramatically, and that we ought to be interested in replenishing them. Bill, I'm not a scientist, but I have a question for you. Maybe you can answer this for me. So I was writing this newsletter about which was worse for your kidneys, blood pressure, high blood pressure, or high blood pressure medications. And I noticed that the top six prescribed hypertensive medications from the drug companies now in their potential bad effect section listed renal failure, kidney failure. And I realize that certainly not everybody that takes these medications experiences renal failure. But would I be overstepping if I said if there's a medication that could cause your kidneys to fail, couldn't we surmise that it's hard on the kidneys even if you never get to that point?
I would think so. Yeah, you know, the next thing to heart failure, the critical organ for organ failure, would be your kidneys. So you want to really preserve them. Now, it says here in this new study, when blood pressure dropped into the 120 to 129 systolic range, that's the first number, the beating heart pumping number, patients were 12% more likely to die or suffer kidney failure. Wow. That sounds like a reasonable number, 120 to 129.
But that's from the drug. In other words, when they use the drug to...
Yes, when they use the drugs. Now, when your pressure went down to 110 over 119, not 110 to 219 on the first number, the systolic blood pressure, then your increased risk for kidney failure or death jumped to 81% increased risk. Wow. So...
I don't mean to laugh. It's not funny, but I can't. It's okay, so the better the drug worked in manipulating the number, the worse the outcome.
So we're going to look at hemoglobin A1C. That's the measure for diabetes for long-term blood pressure control. I think they try to get the guidelines where it's below 7% hemoglobin A1C or 7.5%, lower than that.
Mm-hmm.
So they show here that when you got it, the levels below 7.5%, there were just all kinds of problems. And so what they ended up with is an 11.7% increased risk in, let's see, what was that, death? It looks like, yeah, it was death. So, I mean, these are issues. Let me see, you have more mental confusion, seizures, weakness, fainting, and an increased risk of death when the blood sugar level, the hemoglobin A1C, is below that 7.5%. I mean, wow, what is this?
Well, Bill, I want to make sure people understand this clearly. What this study is saying is they took the medications and the medications worked as advertised. They drove the numbers down into the normal range, the ones you supposedly want. And the better they did that, the worse the outcome.
Here it is, David. Half the patients had an hemoglobin A1C level of less than 7%. Half of them. So they were all at this increased risk of death, confusion, seizures, weakness, fainting. I mean, wow. All of that 50% half. So modern medicine, a taste of too much, and they've given us this idea of, you know, being treated by numbers rather than by what's a healthy range for these things, and this is not a healthy range. This is not a good sign, and I don't know how many hundreds of thousands to millions then modern medicine has killed with blood pressure pills and pills that lower your blood sugar. I don't know. I really wouldn't know. It's an ugly thing to think of, but how does this change anything? Can you go to your doctor and ask him about this now? He's going to be in the dark. They're not used to this. They see a lower number. They're going to feel that you're healthier. Patients are dying. So... I don't think this is still enough, David, for most people that are listening to give up those pills. And I think a lot of folks would say we're irresponsible to say that. Yet it can go all the way to death and you wouldn't give up those pills for blood sugar and blood pressure? Wow.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Bill, I don't want to exaggerate. I know at least 20 people who have come to me and the question is always, you know, like – nutritionally, what do you have for the kidneys? And I'm like, well, what's wrong with your kidneys? Oh, you know, my doctor says I have stage 1, stage 2, whatever, kidney failure. And I'm like, well, why do you have kidney failure? They're like, I don't know.
Okay, so we have some answers for you, and we deliver them right now. If you want to get your kidneys functioning properly, get some flaxseed oil, preferably high lignin. The Barlean's people make a good variety of that. High lignin flaxseed oil and flaxseed meal. Take both of them. Flaxseed meal has more lignins in it. That's the crushed flaxseed. You can crush it at home if you want in a coffee grinder. The problem is it may spoil a little bit, but keep it in the refrigerator. So, but the issue is the lignans spare your kidneys, and then you want to get something called IP6 rice bran extract. Letter I, letter P as in Paul, 6. And I've recommended the IP6 and the lignans from flaxseed to people who are on the list for kidney transplant, and they've been taken off that list and their kidneys restored to a normal function. So if you're one of those people, now the reason why we're having so much problem with kidneys these days is this sugar carbohydrate craving diet that we have, the high fructose corn syrup the U.S. Department of Agriculture developed for our corn growers. Too much sugar, too many carbs, and too much kidney failure. So you can find your way back. A low-carb diet, no bread, rice, pasta, or refined sugars, and then the lignans from flaxseed and the bran extract called IP6 from rice bran. So those are the ways out to get your kidneys back in shape, and it works. And I've had many people testify they've been taken off the transplant list. And wow. Do you have anything to add to that, David?
Well, I would point out there's a unique little antioxidant, starts with an O, called oligonol. And I think it's from lyce, L-Y-C-E-E, Chinese medicine. And it's an antioxidant. Now, it's often promoted for brown spots and wrinkles because they have good studies on that.
I think, isn't that lychee?
Yeah, lychee. Okay.
Lychee nut. Okay.
And it has shown a real propensity for protecting the kidneys. And you talk about the fat-soluble form of vitamin B1 called benfotiamine. This also has a good kidney protective effect. So,
oh, I was remiss in not saying that. Vitamin B1 in the fat-soluble form as benfotiamine. You can get it at Apple Health Foods. If you can't find it at your store, call Apple Health Foods in Redwood City and ask David to coach you through how to find it, where to order it, how much to take, because we haven't got all the time for that today on the air, and we're broadcasting here in three different cities in our current configuration in San Francisco and in Los Angeles area and Las Vegas. So if you want to find out, call David at Apple Health Foods in Redwood City. And certainly that vitamin B1 is critical for your kidneys.
Right. Well, that's good advice. We're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. One of the things I know you sent me some studies. There's been some new talk about age-related macular degeneration, one of the biggest thieves of our sight and vision. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. Don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us this week. We promise you common sense health, real science, and, you know, it's easy to say, hey, take care of yourself, if we took care of ourselves better, but we need the information. And what we want to do in this program, yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, Bill Sardi, health journalist, we want to give you some information you can use. Bill, macular degeneration, causes a lot of blindness. I think what do they say, almost everybody has it to some degree by age 80, and a lot of people get it sooner than that. What is it, and is there anything we can do?
It starts early in life. You can see signs of it at age 30. It's progressive. It's linked to aging. So whatever you can do to stop aging or slow down aging will help you keep your eyesight. The retina of the eye, about the size of a postage stamp. The macula, or visual center, the eye used for reading and color vision, is about the size of a pencil tip with hundreds of millions of cells there. And in the retina is filled with rods and cones. Rods are night vision cells, cones day vision, color vision cells. And what we have is this disease where the macula, the visual center, is two forms, a dry form, they call it, and it's chronic and terrible, and they don't have a good treatment on it yet. And then we have what we call the wet form, the leaky form, where the capillaries are weak, where there's lack of oxygen to the back of the eye, and new blood vessels are formed to try to bring more oxygen, and that destroys the visual center of the eye. So the wet form of macular degeneration. Well, they've listed here in the Investigative Ophthalmology and Visual Sciences of July 2014 the risk factors, the seven risk factors for age-related macular degeneration. There's one they didn't put here, but I'll tell you what the seven are. Age, advancing age, alcohol use, overuse, obviously a little alcohol is actually healthy. Allergy, education, the lack of increases the risk. And sunlight exposure, we know wearing good sunglasses, particularly what we call the blue-blocking sunglasses, are especially helpful. Fish consumption, which is what we're going to talk about a little more in depth here, the omega-3 fish oils, and physical exercise account for a great deal of this. Now, they didn't put the biggest one of all, which is sugar and diabetes. And so we see a kind of I think it's five diseases in one: Alzheimer's disease, macular degeneration, glaucoma, diabetes itself, and heart failure and kidney disease. That's all one disease, sugar, okay? That they divide it up so different doctors get to collect insurance money, but that is all one disease. It is all a sugar disease. So the issue is that we find this really a big factor in macular degeneration. So we pointed out to you, and these are the risk factors that are primarily responsible. Now, what they're pointing out is the doctors have – you can go to my website, knowledgeofhealth.com, and – I have an article there about fish oil and macular degeneration. I'm trying to point out that the evidence is convincing, but the doctors don't recommend fish oil. And I don't know why. And the evidence is very convincing, especially out of studies done in Europe. And yet the doctors aren't recommending it. But what happens when you go from the dry form of macular degeneration to the wet form, the very fast progressive vision threatening, you're going to be end up legally blind. They have a treatment for it where they inject medicine into the back of the eye. You need to do it every month. A needle stuck right in the white of your eye, and they do that. It's effective at causing the new blood vessels to recede and not destroy your vision. But they point out that those new blood vessels are stimulated by something called a growth factor called vascular endothelial growth factor. Well, if you're getting a lot of fish oil, it says here in this study in the American Journal of Ophthalmology, August 2014, that's a pre-publication issue, is that if you're not on omega-3s, you have about 735 is the score for this growth factor that you don't want. If you're taking antioxidants like the lutein and the vitamin C and the E and all those things, it drops from 735 to 626, a little bit. So antioxidant supplements for your eye help stops the growth factor that drives what we call wet macular degeneration. But if you're taking fish oil, the vascular endothelial growth factor number drops to 141. So let's do it again.
Wow.
Without fish oil, 735. With those antioxidants, lutein, vitamin C and E and so on, 626. So it dropped about 100 points. But with fish oil, 141, it dropped over, wow, that's 500 points when they measured the concentrations of this in the blood. So, wow, if you had dry macular degeneration, you don't want it to become the fast progressive wet form that really can take your sight away, and you really want to be on fish oil so this your eyes don't convert to the worst form of the disease.
How much fish oil did they say how much they used?
I can look it up here more, but I think they were saying a little more than a gram or so. But what do you recommend, David? What do you tell people when they need fish oil? 1,200?
I usually say take enough till you grow gills.
Okay.
Let me put it this way. From what I've been able to glean, that usually in the 1,500 range of EPA and DHA is healthy. And for certain conditions, there's a lot of studies in the 3,000 to 8,000 range. And a tablespoon of fish oil usually runs about 4,000. So at least to me, a couple grams and on up, depending.
You want to save money on fish oil for folks on limited incomes. If you can handle the lemon-flavored types of fish oil, not in the capsule. And a lot of folks are concerned about the taste and the burping and all that stuff, but you get a real good one, has a little vitamin E in it, stops the burping, and the lemon flavor's good, and you put it down, you're going to save yourself a fortune. Fish oil in the spoon, you don't have to pay for the encapsulation, saves you a lot of money.
You're so right, and by the way, the good companies make really clean, pristine fish oil. My son doesn't even like fish. He drinks the fish oil out of the bottle, put it in yogurt, put it in applesauce, put it in oatmeal. It's easy, and you'll get more. You don't have to take 3, 4, 6, 8 pills.
Well, we got a lot of folks on fixed income, so we want to tell them how to save money. So if you can handle that. Listen, before we finish this segment, I just want to talk about one thing because we've been waiting for this study for a long time. It's out of the Nutrition Journal of, I guess this is July, and what it's saying is the first study where they've shown us that you can go to the health food store and get something called hyaluronic acid. Your body makes it. It's a little gooey stuff that cushions your nerves and your joints and thickens your hair, moisturizes your skin. It's a water-holding, jello-like molecule. When you're young, you've got a lot of it. When you're old, you don't. You're not as flexible. And you've got a lot of aches and pains. It's the thing to really hang on to. It really is the youth molecule for all of us guys who, frankly, like to look at girls. When we look at women and we say they're beautiful, it's the hyaluronic acid that thickens and gives the luster to their hair. It gives them that beautiful, smooth skin, wrinkle-free. And women have more of hyaluronic acid because they make estrogen, which then stimulates to make it. So women and men love beautiful women, and when they're beautiful, they've got lots of hyaluronic acid. And you can go to a health food store and get this stuff. You don't need a whole lot of it, 50 to 100 milligrams. Take it orally, and it stimulates. Only a little bit gets absorbed, but enough that it stimulates your body, little fibroblast cells in your body, to make more of it. And you won't believe how wonderful it is. It's a godsend for people with joint problems who are scheduled for hip surgery or knee surgery. We cancel all those things, who have terrible arthritis, people who see themselves aging and they can reverse that in the mirror with oral hyaluronic acid. I wrote a book about this 10 years ago, How to Live 100 Years Without Growing Old. But the first big study, ingested hyaluronic acid moisturizes dry skin. It comes from wonderful researchers in Japan. And our sponsor, Longevinix, uses hyaluronic acid in its Longevinix Advantage formula to bring about youthifying effects so that you look younger in the mirror. And that's the big thing people want. You know, we talk about longevity pills. Actually, people don't want to live longer. They want to live younger, and you can do that when you have hyaluronic acid. It's nice to include it in a red wine anti-aging pill like Longevinix, and people can see the effects. So some people have told me they feel like they got plastic surgery without the surgery. It's a wonderful molecule, and it's a godsend for folks with certain kinds of nerve problems. I've had people throw away the various pain relievers, morphine, all of those things. They didn't need it for chronic pain anymore once their nerves got cushioned with hyaluronic acid. So for all that said, it's a godsend. It's an underused. In Japan, they buy $4 billion of this stuff. We don't even buy $100 million of it here. in the United States. Look in the health foods store, hyaluronic acid, H-Y-A-L-U-R-O-N-I-C. And David Stouter can answer your questions on it. You want to call him after the show at Apple Health Foods. Look it up in Redwood City, California. What's that number where they can get you directly, David?
877-277-5343. It's 877-APPLE-HF. I'm usually in the store Thursdays through Monday, and I'm glad to talk to anybody. You know, Bill, you mentioned the longevity pill. You mentioned living longer and living healthier. And I've read your books on the subject. Let's talk a little bit about that, because if we could right now today say, when we come back, we have a longevity pill now. People won't necessarily just rush out and take it. They have some issues. We're going to discuss that when we get back. Don't go away. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the Health Warrior. With me, noted health journalist Bill Sardi and author of several books. And Bill, I remember in your book, it was the first edition was called The Anti-Aging Pill, the second, The Red Wine Pill, I believe. But I remember you had some research in that book that was a little stunning to me. It seems to me everybody's looking for how can I live longer and healthier, that we would like to be stay on the planet as long as we're allowed, and we'd like to be healthy and functional. And when people were actually asked if they wanted an anti-aging pill, according to – it was like way down the priorities, and a lot of people didn't seem to want it at all. I don't understand that.
Well, we kind of have an anti-aging pill today because we have this longevity gap right now between the rich and the poor. And I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. But for 75% of the folks that are on – prescription drugs, I think. I want to ask them, how much do you think those drugs are contributing to your longevity? And they did a study here, it's in the Journal of Health Policy of June of this year, and they found out that pharmaceutical innovation contributed to about a half year increase in your longevity, and that's all. That's it.
Hmm.
So that's it.
And, how much did we pay for that?
at best, 3.6 years, it says here. It added 3.6 years. Now, the reason I bring this up, okay, I'll take the 3.6 years, but it's costing me thousands and thousands of dollars to pay for those drugs. And I've got all the side effects and all the issues going on. And so for every year of life gained on a pharmaceutical drug, it costs $2,776.
Wow.
So if you want to gain 1 year of life, you got to come up with $2,700. Well, the point is, I mean, insurance pays some of these things and so on, but there already is an anti-aging pill in the sense of money. There's a gap right now. And so people that get better food and better access to medical care live right now on average about 12.2 years longer in the United States than others do. And that gap is even wider when we look at it between the real poor and the wealthy. So what we have here is we already have a way of living maybe another – they're saying 12.2, but for some people that's just an average. So for some people it's an extra 20 years over – some folks are living no more than 50 or 60 years versus other communities nearby living 75 to 85 years. So we have some people in the United States living no longer than they do in third world countries. And so what my question is, obviously this is a income disparity issue. So what should we do if we already have a way of getting people to live 20 more years, just better food, a little more access to health care. What happened if there was an anti-aging pill? Could you afford it, or only the elite people would get it? What if that happened? What if, you know, Viagra was what, $5 a day? $5, you know, when you took it? So I think it was $7 even at one time. Statin drugs were $3 to $5 a day. So what would we pay for an anti-aging pill? Let's say there was one.
Okay.
We think there already is one, but let's say there was one. Well, I don't think would we bite for a pill that's $3 to $5 a day or $7 a day? I mean, that's kind of what they're talking about. But let me tell you something. The folks at this is work done to National Cancer Institute, also in Nature Magazine of July 24th, and University of Washington School of Medicine, et cetera. And they're talking about if we just had a pill that prevented or slowed down all the disease of aging, we'd only need one pill. Not one for diabetes, not one for heart disease, not one for cancer, not one for all of these age-related issues, macular degeneration, glaucoma on through, high blood pressure, et cetera. So if we had an anti-aging pill, how much would we pay for it? How much would society pay for it? Would you pay for it? Would you abandon all your drugs? Well, you know what? We think there is an anti-aging pill, and we think it's been validated, and it's our sponsor's product, Longevinix. It's been shown, and if you've listened to the program, in animal and human studies to be quite effective. The issue is we can't do a 90 to 100 year human study to prove it's very impractical and costly, and we wouldn't be around by the time they finish the study. So how can we prove this? If we did prove it to you, would you take it? Would you? Some lady asked me, why wouldn't you? That's true, but a lot of folks think living longer doesn't increase the quality of life, just the quantity of it, and we're going to spend more years in a wheelchair drooling from our mouth. That isn't true, because what happens is to make you live longer, you're going to live healthier. That's an obvious axiom. It comes together. So, but I wonder, and there's a lot of resistance to this. I mean, we've had over 10 years now since something called a resveratrol pill has been around as a red wine molecule, and not one study in humans for heart disease. Not one study for cancer in the last 10 years. They're dragging their feet. Modern medicine doesn't want this. A Harvard professor said, if you've got a good resveratrol pill, you wouldn't need medicines for 20 different major diseases. Is your doctor going to tell you this? Is Big Pharma going to tell you this? There was a wonderful book called Elixir. It was written a few years ago, and it was about a man who really did develop. It's a fiction book, and he did develop a anti-aging pill, and it didn't go over well. And finally, the president of the United States started taking it, and then folks got the idea this might be a good idea, and they started taking it. The Pope refused to take it because he said it would change God's timing. But the doctors didn't get into the loop and didn't recommend it until they were cut into all the profits. In other words, it wasn't going to be sold in pharmacies or directly or in any way. The doctors would prescribe it, control it, and make the money. And then it took off with the endorsement of the President of the United States. But then the casket makers and the mortuaries, the people that owned the mortuaries, their business fell off so badly that they raised billions of dollars to buy out the guy who made the anti-aging pill. And that was the story called Elixir. It's an old book, obscure a little bit, but old in the sense of in the last 15 years or so. But it was a good book to read, and I think there's a lot of truth to it. I mean, we see Longevinix, our red wine pill. I mean, it's been shown to help people with macular degeneration who had no hope at all. The medicines they use are usually successful, but not always. And for the folks that were failing that medicine, when they use Longevinix, it saved their sight.
Hey, Bill, look, I just got to break in here. I'm convinced, and I've seen some remarkable things in our store. Our customers are convinced. So how do we get it?
866-674-3955 for all you longevity seekers. The idea of this, it mimics a calorie-restricted diet which doubled the lifespan in laboratory animals and doubled their health span, and you don't have to deprive yourself of food to do it. That's how they accomplished it, a molecular mimic of a calorie-restricted diet. The closest thing to it that we know in science is the Longevinix pill. Like the word longevity, Longevinix, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. They'll send you free information. We don't hound the callers. You leave your name and phone number. We'll get back with you because people are calling at all kinds of off-business hour times. They'll get back with you. They'll be happy to answer all your questions. You can go to longevinix.com, L-O-N-G-E. V-I-N-E-X, the word vine in the middle, longevinex.com, 866-405-4000.
All right, that sounds good. Bill, when we get back, I hesitate because there's so much hype and confusion. I hesitate to bring up the subject of Ebola, but it brings up a bigger question that I want to ask you about. So we'll take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio. We'll be right back. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process.
Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. With me, noted health journalist Bill Sardi. You know, I remember, Bill, you talked about it, and I listened to it online, that years back, I think when anthrax, after 9/11, you went on that Howard Stern invited you on the program, and you were giving people some ideas of what they could do naturally to just keep themselves safe in general, and it created quite a stir and a controversy. And, you know, so here's this Ebola thing, and I hear both sides. I hear people absolutely amazed that we would bring Ebola over to our country, and other people saying, you know, you pretty much have to contact fluids. We don't have much to worry about. But it brings up the broader picture. There's tuberculosis is on the rise. There's some new respiratory virus apparently from the Middle East. I'm reading an article about rabbit fever. It just seems like there's so many things after us. And are there some things we can do to keep our defenses up so we're less likely to fall victim to some of these things?
Hold that question. I think on the last section we talked about in this radio show, I didn't make my point. You know, I pound the nail in and I didn't hammer it all the way through. I just said that it costs $2,776 to add a year of life or to add 3 years, you know, per year of life added. That's right. $2,776 with prescription drugs, an anti-aging pill that would cost you no more than about $25 a month. That's scientifically validated, the best one we can find, Longevinix, wouldn't cost you that much, would it? You're taking the $2,775 thing that was going to add per year, so three times that to add the 3 years of life that's going to add to you. And that's what you voted for. You didn't vote for the Longevinix pill. Now, there's no way I can do a lifetime study to validate that. So there's no way we'll know. But for the good people who take it, they think it does. And it does it for a lot less than $2,575 a year. Let's talk about this Ebola thing because it's way overdone. And it comes from a class of viruses called the Fila viruses, I believe what they call it. And there's a Marburg virus, too, but about as deadly. Why are we worried about Ebola? It comes out of Central Africa where they're terribly malnourished. And that's the key to this. We don't tend to get it here. It has to be transmitted. It's not an airborne virus, so it has to be transmitted by body fluid or close contact with somebody. So it's not as transmissible like the flu is. But nonetheless, since 1976 when they discovered this virus, there have been only 1,500 deaths. As deadly as it is, if you do get it and you live in Central Africa, you got a 50 to 90% chance of dying. Whoa! Well, of course you do. The nutrition's terrible. What they treat it with is what we tracked it down. You want to go to knowledgeofhealth.com. We have a whole report on this. You die of hemorrhage when you die of the Ebola virus. So what's causing the scurvy? Because scurvy is lack of vitamin C and you die of hemorrhage. Well, they're giving antibiotic drugs, and they're giving you acetaminophen to handle the fever, which is a Tylenol. And these things deplete you of vitamin C. They're also giving you some of the antibiotics and other drugs that they use are causing you to lose your clotting factors, vitamin K. It depletes you of vitamin K. And you're dying of hemorrhage from lack of vitamin C and vitamin K And it's the treatment that's killing these people from Ebola. So we're trying to make people aware. And, of course, in a nutritionally deprived Central African countries that's mainly going to stay there. But, you know, it's not going to come here. And there is some concern somebody owns a patent or something or developed an airborne form of Ebola. I don't know that that's true, but I've heard the rumor about it, and there probably is some evidence for it. The issue is that what would we do about it? Well, when we look at all of these things, more people die of tuberculosis and all of these things in years. I mean, hundreds of thousands to millions. We've got a terrible outbreak of malaria right now all over the world, and the medicines, there's drug resistance, and malaria is killing off, and they'd have to massively find something to help everybody. What is known to kill off effectively viruses like Ebola and Marburg virus? What is known to kill off the little malaria bug that runs around, gets transferred to us from insects? What is that? What would it be? You want to guess out there, audience? Garlic. And I have the study here, anti-malarial activity of allicin, the active ingredient in garlic. You've got to get the allicin from garlic. To do it, go get a clove, break it off the bulb, really crush it really well, let it sit for a minute, really macerate it, and you've mixed an enzyme in there, and you have allicin, and now you can – oh, that's the tough part, downing it, because it's really pungent, it's tough on the throat. It's going to hurt your stomach, and you're going to have a lot of garlic breath and odor, those kind of problems. So if you want to beat that, you can try Garlazyme, the world's first alkalinized buffered garlic capsule. And it's if you put the garlic powder down your stomach, that little enzyme that you mixed when you macerated the garlic clove, it's going to be destroyed by your stomach acid, and you don't make any allicin, this anti-malarial, anti-Marburg virus, anti-Ebola, anti-tuberculosis molecule. And it kills every known germ going.
Hey, Bill, last night my wife made some dinner, and she had chicken, and it was cooked in rosemary, and she had whole garlic cloves that she had cooked into that. Did I get the allicin from that?
No, because the heat destroyed the enzyme. And, you know, here's Dr. Tom Levy. He's a wonderful guy. He's written a couple of books about vitamin C, and he's talking to us. You know, if you did get Ebola, use intravenous vitamin C, high-dose oral vitamin C, and you'd cure this thing. So it's amazing to me we just let people die. There's fairly good evidence that vitamin C would be good for the treatment. But for folks who get any kind of these vitamins, you're more likely to get any of these other types. And Garlazyme, our sponsor, the world's only enzyme-activated, buffered, alkaline-buffered garlic pill. Make sure, assuredly delivers the allicin. Don't go for the allicin pretenders. There's various companies out there with allicin on the front of their bottle, and it's all pretend, because they don't – if you put those pills, that powder from those pills – into something that was acid, like a little bit of vinegar, you'd find that it doesn't make any allicin. You put it in water, it does. So the point is, our stomach is acid like vinegar, and we're not going to make the allicin unless we have the alkaline buffered pill. The only one that does it is called Garlazyme, 866-674-3955. It's about $10.50 a month, something in that range. I forget all the exact amount, but if you buy three 1 month supply bags, you get one free. You take it for 4 months, it's $8.60 a month. Shipping is absolutely free. What's not to like? The world's best validated, scientifically established garlic pill without the garlic breath and odor, and it's the most economical one. $8.60 a month when you buy it in a little bit of quantity, no shipping charges, there's no buyer's remorse. We give you the world's best pill, and it's called Garlazyme. You can go to the website, watch my little – not Garlazyme. There's a pretender there, Garlizyme, Garlazyme.com. I have a little chalkboard talk online that you can listen to me talk there, 866-674-3955. It's the best defense against anything that has to do with bacteria, viruses, funguses, protozoa, yeast, anything at all. All those types of things, they all are killed off by allicin from garlic. Not a common garlic pill, but by allicin. And most garlic pills, even the ones labeled for allicin content, do not provide the real allicin. That is garlizyme. This was all proven in a human study. Garlizyme, G-A-R-L-I-Z-Y-M-E. And that is 866-674-3955. Leave your number. They'd love to call you back. And it's a wonderful product. I take it.
Yeah, I do too. And Bill, you know, what really validates what you said is people read about garlic. And the things you read, the articles, rightly talk about all the things you can expect from garlic if you get allicin. And people take garlic pills, and garlic pills have other properties. They're not bad. But people don't get the results they read about when they take their garlic pills. And now we have the garlic pill that will deliver the allicin, the hydrogen sulfide gas that we've never been able to get from our other garlic pills. So if you used to take garlic and you just didn't see many results, try this one. You'll see a big difference.
We now have a new time release Garlizyme coming out. You can get it early if you want an early version of it. Same price. I think it's same price. It's a time release, so it's slowly distributed, even less chance of the garlic breath and odor. But we want to create that the hydrogen sulfide effect. We'll tell you more about it if you're just tuning in. But it's the prolonged effect of the garlic pill, and there is a time release Garlizyme now available. We'll tell you more in upcoming shows how to capture that. There's about six drug companies trying to make a pill that would do the same thing in a time release fashion. We've kind of beat them to the punch. So our sponsor is Garlizyme, 866-674-3955. And I want to say before we get off the air, David, for folks in Southern California listening to this broadcast, Longevinix is sponsoring a little special study. If you want to participate, you get free Longevinix for a month. And we're going to take a little blood sample at the beginning. 6 months later, another little blood sample. We're measuring the red blood cell width in individuals to see if a Longevinix really does have a longevity effect. And if you want to find out more, call Longevinix at 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. You can get into the study if you live in Southern California. And we're going to be mounting another round of folks to get into that study. It's a free product to you for helping us participate in that study. If you want to know about it, 866-405-4000, say you're interested, and they'll point you to the website where you can sign up and learn all about it.
All right, listen, thanks for being with us this week. Have a Heart Health Radio. Don't forget to call us with your questions, 844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. We will be back next week. Thanks for listening. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.